Hello, darlings. This is Kirsty Sayer from One Inch by Scary Podcast, and I'm just following an instinct or something really impulsively to record something right now. Probably just thinking out loud, but let's see where it goes. If you follow the news, and if you don't, you probably have heard anyway about the series of just tragic events in America in the last week. Things are deeply chaotic and unjust and frankly horrific here. And I have, for the last couple of days, just been physically sick. And I noticed I was lying in bed a lot more than I have been, and sort of fell into this dangerous trap of Facebook scrolling. And I describe it as swimming in toxic waste, because I curate my feed fairly carefully, but I was kind of getting sidetracked into other people's conversations with friends and stuff like that. And I was just so enmeshed in things that were just so horrifying to me. I was just, you know, things were not making sense. People were saying, you know, up was down and down was up and sky was not blue, you know, things like that. And I think when, particularly when you have a history of trauma, of the kind that involves frequent and consistent gaslighting, this type of thing is incredibly unsettling. It's just incredibly disquieting. For me, that manifests often in just fury and just hateful feelings, and just I just found myself shifting into a person I barely recognized, just like kind of a dark shadow of myself, in such a short amount of time. And then also really increasingly disconnecting from humanity and feeling more and more hopeless, feeling more and more disassociated. And it's a trap. We cannot afford to feel disassociated, hopeless, helpless, disconnected from humanity, defeated, just empty, hateful. We just can't afford to do that ever in our lives, because our lives are short and precious, and that is no way to live your life. But particularly now, America is in a literal fight for democracy right now, and this is a very intense and important time. And I think we're shooting ourselves so much in the foot right now by engaging in this way with each other on social media. And so, you know, contributing to the noise, amplifying hatred, engaging with people who are genuinely delusional and think you are equally delusional. You know, somebody on the far right now is saying the exact same words about people like me. And it's so disquieting how absolutely fractured we are as humanity. How we are feeling less and less even a part of the same species almost. It's so dangerous. It's so disquieting. It's so very terrible for our souls, and it's not productive in any way. And I found that my physical symptoms were becoming worse, which is not a big surprise, because, you know, add stress of that magnitude and sort of like spiritual darkness of that magnitude to any physical symptoms, and you are going to feel worse. It's just that it is, that's a sure thing. I really believe that our, you know, our physical, emotional and spiritual selves are inextricably interwoven, in especially in matters of sort of hatred and large scale communal stress. and lack of support and that sort of thing. And I just found myself feeling worse and worse physically. And so, you know, just the physical cues were finally overrode my ignoring of the spiritual sort of nudges and the emotional nudges that it was time to put that away and to stop contributing. And I don't for a moment want to position myself as someone who has not had an active role in all of this. When you have, when you take part in a platform such as Facebook and you have any kind of following, or even if you don't have any kind of following, I'm a highly verbal person. I write, I speak, I'm just a big talker. You know, I'm aptly named Kirsty Sayer. I say a lot. And, you know, so I've been amplifying the noise and getting whipped up in it and, you know, not being intentional like I've been trying to be. And I must be. It's imperative to my own healing process, apart from, you know, who I want to be in this world and what I want to be for those I interact with, and especially with, you know, for my family and my immediate circle. And, you know, just sort of, I was contributing to the toxicity just as much as anyone. But, you know, those physical cues finally kind of forced me to, you know, just go, like, stop it. And when I did, and when I sort of, you know, obeyed all what I call the universe was trying to, you know, desperately trying to kind of buffer me from all of this, I immediately started to get the messages that I needed. And one of them came from Glennon Doyle, who is what I always say, she's my personal, like, prophetess. She is my mouthpiece. If ever you want to know what I would say or think about something, should I pass on, just, you know, jump over to wherever she is and listen to what she has to say. And 100%, I endorse, I approve that message. Anyway, the moment I was like, stop it, and I deleted the app from my phone so that I didn't fall into that mindless scroll, I went over to Instagram, which I find to be a much healthier, not always, but, you know, it is comparatively tremendously healthier for me than Facebook. I discovered, you know, her 40 Days of Action plan, and how we can take this outrage that we've all been kind of percolating in for the last 4+ years, and it's triggered so many of our old wounds and traumas and stuff from those of us who have been abused by people similar to Trump and his cronies, you know, with the same kind of emotional disorders and darkness within them. So we found, you know, him being at the helm and just kind of creating chaos, extraordinarily triggering. But all of the, you know, everything that people have been witnessing and then feeling outraged and angry about and doing things all 4 years could easily just be for naught or just be unraveled in this last stretch as we become increasingly disconnected from our mutual humanity, for what we're fighting for, increasingly just numb and disassociated and angry and depleted, and all those things could really be for naught if we fall prey to that. And it's happening. I know it's happening to me, and I'm highly aware of how I feel to a fault sometimes. Actually, no, I don't believe that we can be too aware of how we feel, but I'm somebody who's tremendously in tune and focused on trying to stay as mentally healthy as I can. And I was falling into that trap just hugely and so quickly, and just being like, okay, I give up, whatever, lie down and die, whatever. And, you know, she and her sister were talking about how this is something that we cannot afford to do. The last 40 days, this next 40 days stretch, or not even, you know, not leading up to it, we're in it now, is so important. And what, you know, please go, if you want to hear more about just really intelligently focused things you can do to know that you have done all you can do while still maintaining your own integrity, physical, emotional, spiritual health, and, you know, being able to attend to your life and your family in healthy ways and your community in healthy ways, please go and check her out. Glennon Doyle on any major platform, you'll find 40 Days of Action. But my spin right now is, you know, while we want to do a lot, and while we're just like so collectively outraged, it can be easy to fall away from the things that keep us physically, emotionally, spiritually strong and grounded. And it's just never been more important to make that the highest priority. The friend I'm staying with over here, and I have been staying with for the last month, has known me for over 3 years, and some of those years have been truly dark and difficult for me. And she has noted on several occasions, oh my gosh, you're such a different person now. Like, you're so much better. You're so much better. And it's amazing, you know, and I attribute, and she said, even since I saw you last year, you're so much better. And, you know, this last year, I haven't had any therapy. I've had to depend entirely on my sort of methods of reparenting myself. If you want to know more about that, read books on complex PTSD by Pete Walker, and also follow The Holistic Psychologist on social media. She has amazing tips for how to reparent yourself. But the best thing I've done has been engaging in what she calls loving disciplines and keeping small promises to myself every day. And those are meditating, journaling, exercising, Wim Hof breathing method, and then just being really conscious of staying very well hydrated. I just cannot say enough about how important it is to have hydration, apart from for your physical well-being, which is so important. But for me, it really triggers anxiety and aggravation and irritation that can lead to other spirals when I get dehydrated. But, you know, all of those things are, I'm religious about them. And it's so interesting that she can tell within, like, you know, hours if I haven't been doing those things. You know, we've been living closely, and she said to me, I've noticed, you know, without me even saying anything, she said, I've noticed that your energy has been like shifted. There's something off about you. Like, there's something. And I'm staying in somebody else's house, so by all means, I'm, you know, aware of, you know, acting right and not, you know. So there's nothing like overt. I wasn't picking fights with anybody or having tantrums or slamming doors or whatever, but she intuitively just said, I can tell. And that was right before, you know, I started to feel very physically off. And I just think that's so interesting that the people around you can tell and are affected. And she was so eager for me to get back on track. And, you know, I said to her, you know, I've been on Facebook more, and I've been feeling just percolating and sort of like this toxic hatred and buying into it and, you know, being snarky to people and trying to be understood by people who are invested in not understanding me, which is just the biggest waste and highly triggering. It's just so bad for the soul. It's bad for everything. And so it was really, it's just a real testament to the fact that these small disciplines can change everything. You know, so writing in my journal after I meditate, doing my at least 3 rounds of this deep breathing and breath holds through the Wim Hof app. These are easily achievable by any person. Getting some physical exercise in every day, doing stretching, if that's all you can do, you know, getting outside fresh air, taking long breaks. If, you know, more than a day is fantastic. If that means, you know, an hour for you if you're heavily addicted, and I totally get that. I have been addicted to social media and my devices for as long as I can remember, and sometimes a long break for me is an hour. That's a long break. Sometimes, you know, when I've got that addiction under control, I can, you know, go days without having to check in with social media. But whatever it means to you, a long break, be honest with yourself and then sort of, you know, work on overcoming that addiction little by little. Now is a good time. Let's try and protect ourselves as much as we can. So I just wanted to jump in and you know, just talk about how can we process, you know, the horrors and the injustices and be there for each other and be warriors for justice. And, you know, I always find it so funny that the term social justice warrior is used pejoratively, because I think that there's nothing more noble than one can be is to see an injustice in our society and work hard, tirelessly even, to right that and to bring attention to it and to defend those who are disenfranchised or don't have a voice. I'm very much a proud social justice warrior. I don't know how effective I am, and I want to become more effective. And I know without any doubt that being as effective is starting with my own health, so that I can do this intelligently and not come from a place of wounding and anger when nobody can hear you other than the choir that you're preaching to or ranting to. So the question arose for me after I meditated and journaled today and then read some just heartbreaking things about the Breonna Taylor trial and the injustice of that, and the injustice that has been surrounding black people in this country for as long as this country has existed. Just felt genuine, just absolute and utter heartbreak reading some things about that. And the question just arose, you know, how can we protect ourselves, protect our mental health, and serve from a place of love? And the only answer I have for you right now is to take it one moment at a time. Stay grounded in this place. Do the next right thing. And when we do these grounding activities, when we meditate or pray or whatever it is that you do to stay grounded or in touch with your higher self or your higher power or however you make sense of the world. But we all know when we're our higher or lower selves, we all know that regardless of whether you're spiritual or religious, we all know that there's a part of us that is better than another part. Staying in the light for me happens through deliberate actions and disciplines. It's not mystical, it's discipline. And then the mysticism happens for me. And some days, not so much. Some days it's just a discipline. Some days it's just showing that you are willing to do the things that will allow the light to touch you. And that's, you know, all I have. I don't have the answers. I just know that we need to work hard at staying in the light personally, and then listening to the next message and following through with that. And for me, that was to record this podcast. So I know there's been a lot of background noise and tree saw or something, whatever it is in the background, and so it's not, you know, the ideal podcast sort of setting, but I'm really glad I did it. It's helped me to work through some things in my mind, and I hope that it has helped you too. We are truly all in this together, even if we don't see it that way. The outcome will affect all of us, because when we fall into the trap of darkness, everybody suffers. And so let's start by taking impeccable care of ourselves and our own souls, and then just listening for the messages from there on. Much love to you. I'm sending a lot of love to everybody who's listening to this right now. Thank you for tuning in. Please take care of yourself. You are precious, you are needed, and it is not at all selfish. It is the opposite, the antithesis of selfishness right now, to take careful care of your body, mind, and spirit right now. So please invest in those things. Know that you are loved by me and by the universe. It's looking out for you. It has what you need. Just do the next best thing. And I will talk to you soon. Thanks so much for tuning in. Bye.